Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today I wanted to start with our background music. That's from Shane Everett. It's called I Surrender All. And it really is a theme of what we have to do in today's message from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our practice today begins in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 9 with verses 23 through 26. When Jesus arrived at the official's house and saw the flute players and the crowd who were making a commotion, he said, "Go away. The girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they ridiculed him. When the crowd was put out, he came and took her by the hand, and the little girl arose. And news of this spread throughout all the land. You gotta love how Matthew depicts what takes place in brevity. He really doesn't put a lot of emphasis in different things. But one thing that comes out is people will ridicule what they can't believe. Even after they have seen a miracle. We know they've saw Jesus heal before he did these things there, or heard about it, I'm sure. Because they are frightened to admit they too can be healed from a daily life of self-abuse by truly surrendering life as a whole to the Lord. How do we do that, Tommy? How do we find complete happiness in serving the Lord? We can't cheat. We can't steal. We can't swindle others out of their meals. We can't find bodily healing, too, for everything we touch seems to make us sick with the blues. We say to ourselves, we don't have enough money, we don't have enough stuff, we can't seem to travel and see the world in the rough. Life as a whole must succumb to placing God first. We must abide in His commandments as the rules of the road over lust. We will only find peace, passion, and persistence living a life in Christ. Running away from the devil will end as charity makes your life filled with the right that always makes you smile twice as nice. Willing and ready to address anyone and everyone we meet with a greeting of Jesus, with a smile that causes wonder to complete us, we stop worrying about Cletus. Excess will kill the crowd's ridicule. With forgiveness, we all must accept. We must be willing to say, I'm sorry to all the rest, and confess the sin that rapes your soul with jest. Redemption lived is grace grown, where goodwill and harmony become the only thing known. Love, faith, and hope shown. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. Please teach me how to understand grace in all things, to know your will, to be able to say, I forgive as I am forgiven. I share you as my Lord and Savior to live your will in all things, Lord. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for the prayer event today at Avon Park. It lifts up. Supposedly 2,000 people are supposed to show up and pray on the other side of the fence while the population comes out and prays with them of the prison. It's praying for those with life sentences, those who are being excessively sentenced, and we are praying for their release. We pray for the grandmother of Brittany who is healing from a stroke. We pray for Brittany Daly and her healing prayers that overcame brain cancer. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother In the name of Louis. Holy Mother of God, we ask that you touch Louis in your grace. Take his prayers to your son's feet. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma, prayers for a friend and his wife to have a baby. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. By his precious blood, in his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study and practice of the Matthew's Gospel, chapter 9, verses 23 through 26. We've got the two stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Sleeping Girl Dead Not, Jesus Solemnly Avowed. House of official Jesus arrived proud, players of flute making commotion with a crowd. Away go, saying Jesus really loud. Sleeping girl dead not, Jesus solemnly avowed. Him ridiculed by the crowd, outside put, for they were very loud. Hand hers Jesus took, healing avowed. A rose girl, little, spreading news, very proud. Amen. I'm Thomas Shookers Wiggins. It's January 28th, 2023. I'm recording this morning at 5:14 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. And God bless each and every one of you. Well, we surely are in the season of giving. Our ministry is coming to some needs right now. If you have anything that you can support us with, you can learn more at godfirstforjesus@gmail.com and PayPal. You can look us up on the web and find out how to mail a check to us direct to our home here in Babson Park, Florida. As we close today, in the name of Jesus, as we do each morning at 8:33, in the name of Jesus. Let's give a prayer shout out to our good friends John and Marie. In closing, as our brother-in-law Johnny says often, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you. Remain in grace in the name of Jesus.